to Dateline New Haven. I'm your host, Paul Bass, inviting you to look behind the headlines on the stories that make New Haven tick. And guess what today is, folks? It's game show day. We're debuting a game called, ready?
We're calling it
Wait, Wait, Don't Ticket Me. Everybody's favorite part of living in New Haven or any city.
Oh, my God.
Which is paying parking tickets if they catch you. And they do catch you in New Haven.
Yes.
Parking when you're not allowed to. So, courtesy of New Haven's Transit Department, we have in hand appeals that citizens have filed to parking tickets they've gotten. We're going to read those appeals aloud. And then our intrepid panelists will tell us what they would have decided. So first we're going to ask the panelists, if you were the traffic at the parking department, what would you have done if you got this appeal? But then here's the game part. We're going to ask them to guess, what did the city of New Haven do when they got this appeal? Did they say yes? Did they say no? And then we're going to check in with the department to find out why. Now, whoever guesses the correct answer is more wins the grand prize, which is free parking during a week in downtown or anywhere in New Haven where there are meters.
Mm.
And we're going to find out exactly how much free parking, but it's going to be courtesy of the Go New Haven app run by Passport. So we thank them very much. So say hello to our panelists. In one corner, we got Brian McGrath, who runs the Chapel West Special Services District. Now, back in the day, Brian McGrath was the city's traffic and parking czar. And rumor has it he's become a real softy since he left that job. Very sympathetic to giving people to people's excuses. We're going to find out today if that's still true. And our other panelists squaring off against Brian McGrath.
Oh,
Babs Rawls Ivy, editor of the Inner City News and host of WNHH Radio's Daily Love Babs Love Talk program.
Yes.
Now, Babs, like many of us,
oh,
has gotten her share of unwelcome tickets from the city. And as you can hear, that is painful to her even to this day. Also in the studio, we have the man in charge of the city's transit department today, Doug Housladen, a very regular and welcome guest in the studio and sometimes host. Doug, thanks for coming. And he's going to explain to us why they make the decision to. Thanks for coming in, Doug.
Thanks for having me. This is going to be great. It.
Is this like going to the dentist, Doug? I mean, is there any way you can come out of this and feel like you're loved?
Frankly, I love the dentist, so I think I'm the right guy to be giving out parking tickets and
really
adjudicating
the
them.
Line.
I actually really
you
do.
Like the
oh,
gas
my God. Are you kidding me?
I've never had laughing gas. I've had the Novocaine.
What do you like about the dentist? When they put
come
a
out
shot
real clean?
In your gums?
I don't know. You come out real clean, spots, you know, it's the same way I feel like coming out of a haircut. You're just like fresh and clean,
or
ready to go.
Getting a ticket from the traffic and parking department.
I actually had one coming out of a haircut once on the high studio on Whitney Avenue.
Boy, the guy doesn't miss a beat, you know? He gets it together. Well, thanks so much. I'm going to thank Yellow Haven Hospital for providing support for today's program. Okay, folks,
I'm trying
let's
to
get
find
rolling.
Me on your...
Right? We're trying to share these things on the new interwebs and the Facebook Lives and trying to get some audience participation, but Babs and I are having a hard time connecting on Facebook.
You can find the Love Babs Love Tag, but you can't find me. Why can't you find me?
So in
me?
Other words, have you gone to the New Haven Independent page and
yes,
seen the
I'm
show?
Yes, I'm going right now, and I'm going to
share
with
it.
My
okay.
my peoples.
So let's get right into Wait, Wait, Don't Ticket Me.
Okay,
Lord. But I paid.
You paid, but there's more.
Yes.
Okay, guys, so here's the first real-life example of somebody who contested a parking ticket. The violation was parking in a loading zone. How big a ticket is that, Doug?
For
parking in a loading zone.
$30.
$30.
Whoa, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the appeal. Ready, Brian? Ready, Babs?
Yes.
Quote, I am contesting this as I had parked my car to help another driver whose car had broken down. I had stopped to check that she was doing fine and to see if she needed help. I had only parked my car for 5 minutes. Dun, da, da, da. Okay, guys. So you're the traffic and parking department. You're getting this. First, I want to ask each of you, what would you have done if you had gotten that? What would you have done, Brian McGrath, if that came to you? And please get real close to the mic, Brian. Like, see, so you almost
right,
eat
well,
it.
I've handled thousands of these personally. Loading zone's not sacred. A loading zone is there for a truck. If a person was really and truly only there a couple of minutes with this excuse, technically they're guilty. But first thing I do is just go right in the computer and look them up. If they've never had a parking ticket in New Haven, they're forgiven immediately for this. If they've got 40 tickets in New Haven, they're a liar. They're going to pay.
And what would you have done back in the day?
I would have looked them up. And if they were a normal person that seemed to be truthful, because, you know, we have a record of their previous appeals, you know. And when you tell 10 lies in a row over a year, we can look them all up. and see, gee, they had this excuse last week, too. This is, their friend's car must break down an awful lot.
So in back in the day, you would have said yes if there were no other appeals.
I would have forgiven this one.
What if they had other appeals?
I would have found them guilty.
And now, Baz, what would you do?
Oh, I would have. They would have had to pay that.
Why? You would have turned it down, Baz?
Yeah, I would have turned that down.
Why?
Because I just feel like you're in the wrong place. I don't care what's happening.
Really? Even if you're saving somebody?
I don't know.
I think Babs is intimidated. Directors ready to ticket the world.
No, Babs' theory is exactly right, though. We had a top...
Brian, you need to get closer.
We had a top 10 list at the front desk.
You have some music playing.
Yeah, in the pack.
Okay.
Yep.
In the top 10 list, it said on the top, if your excuse is on this list, leave now. And when they would say something like, my flashers were on, our list said, that's how we spotted you.
And they would say, yeah. Now here comes the contesting part.
Uh-oh.
Babs Rolls-Ivy, what do you think the city of New Haven did? Did they say yes or no?
I think the city said...
I mean, did they accept the appeal or did they deny
it? I think they accepted the appeal.
And what do you think, Brian?
I think they accepted it.
Bing! You guys got it both right. The city accepted the appeal. Doug, why did you accept this appeal?
Well, without having the research, you know, I think I'm going to say this a bunch, so I'm flying off on hypotheticals. My hunch is that the same thing that Brian said is ringing true here. While commercial loading zones are extremely important for the free flowing of freight deliveries, double parking of freight commercial vehicles is one of the most dangerous things for a pedestrian in New Haven. And so for us, it's important to educate, to teach, and at the same time, have some grace. So we do have a grace policy where if it's you get one-time courtesy where we teach folks what's going on, and that gives my staff the ability to have a little bit of leniency at the administrative review. Again, this is only the administrative process that we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the full hearing. The hearings are going on today, actually.
Oh, I didn't know about
that. This month's
hearings.
So this is just the administrative process right now.
So if you get denied, you can go to a hearing.
That's correct. That's correct. So the administrative process, first round of appeals is supposed to be black and white in the sense of, did you do it? Did you not do it? Did you follow the rules? Did you not? I will say
But they did accept this one, even though they didn't follow the rules.
And there is grace.
There is grace.
So there is grace.
What time did the appeals take today?
What's that?
What time are the hearings
All
today?
Day. So there are folks going in right now. We schedule them on an hour block. People get the hour they're scheduled.
Till what
and then,
time?
I'm not sure. I think probably till 4.
And where do they take place?
My office.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Wow.
We have a corporation council officer come down and be the hearing officer appointed by Mayor
So
Hart.
I could just come and sit in and watch this theater?
I don't know if it's public, but I imagine it should be.
Yeah, of course it should be.
I mean,
you know. Don't get pulsed.
All right. Okay, we got
no one's ever asked. You know, I've never thought about it.
Babs, okay. Rolls-Ivy,
so
Brian McGrath are tied with one correct. Ready?
Okay.
Let's go with number two. Ready?
Yes.
Vehicle on sidewalk.
What?
Oh, Brian used to love these when he was in there. Oh, boy.
Public safety hazard, $50 fine.
Okay.
Whoa.
Group two.
And it's 30 for a loaning zone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I never got those
kind of
tickets.
Here's what the person wrote. To whom it may concern. As an engineering student and senior at Yale College, I've repeatedly seen scooters and mopeds parked at bike racks.
Mm.
Professors and students alike use scooters to get around campus and rely on them because they are both campus-friendly and easy to park near classrooms. My ticket says I have violated Code 76, quote, vehicle on walk, close quote. But my small scooter is not on the sidewalk, a pathway intended for pedestrian due traffic. I parked it at a bike rack and parallel to other bikes, so that bicycles can also use the bike rack. I do not believe my scooter was parked on a walk. Pedestrians do not pass through here, since there is a long bike rack as an obstacle, and there is a large sidewalk to use a few blocks away, feet away. It is only fair to continue the allowance of scooters to be parked along with bicycles, since they cover a small floor space and would be in risk of being hit or stolen if left on the street in a parking space. Thank you for your time. I hope you understand my plea. Okay. So, Brian, if you got to decide, what would you do?
There's a lot of missing information in this appeal. Number one, this person most likely had a license plate, so they're not a scooter, even though they say so. That's number one. So they shouldn't be parked anywhere off the road if they have a license plate. I don't care if they think they're a bicycle or not, but... Also, this is a very rare one. I can't say I've ever seen one of these, so the first thing I would do is question the officer. What is this all about? I would find out whether the officer is just being silly or making a mistake first. If it was a mistake, we'd forgive it. But if this was I let the officer make the judgment on this one because we really do hate people on sidewalks, and we often tow them just for fun as well. Don't forget, it's a ticket and a tow if we feel like it, and we will tow you.
Oh, my God.
You're still saying we, Brian, even though you've been out of this job for a decade.
I am the traffic and
parking. You miss it.
I am the traffic and parking director for life.
I was going to say, Paul, me. You and what army is going to stop Brian from marching into my office and sitting down in my chair?
Babs, what would you do?
So it's a scooter. Mm-hmm. Are there already rules about scooters being on sidewalks?
Well, wait.
Brian brings up a great point. Does it have a sidewalk or not? Or does it have a license plate or not?
And he's also talking about the bike rack. Like, where are they supposed to put them?
So what are you supposed to do with your scooter? Like, scooters are bikes.
You park at a meter.
But are you supposed to park a scooter at a meter?
Of course. You're a motor vehicle.
I don't know.
So what would you do, Babs?
So I'd have to let that go.
Why is that?
Because I don't think we have clear rules about scooters.
Okay, so now, guys, what do you think the traffic department did? Did they accept this or decline it?
I think they accepted it.
And how about you, Brian?
I think they declined it.
Bing, round to Brian McGrath.
No!
They declined this. Doug Housen, why do you think they declined this?
Probably had a license plate and is not allowed as a motor vehicle, not allowed on the sidewalk. I'd like to defend both of these first tickets, though. We don't do a good job with motorcycle or scooter parking. We don't do a good job with it. We should incentivize it a little bit more. I'm struggling. I'm going around the country trying to find out ways to deal with scooters. We should be, just like we're a biking capital, we should be a scooter capital, even more so.
If you think about it.
Very flat. It's better. Especially if you get the new electric scooters that have their own rechargeable canisters.
So if I had a Vespa.
Right. Yeah, so
I don't have
less
a Vespa,
congestion and less problems.
Now, if you don't have a parking, if you don't have a license plate, are you allowed to park it on the sidewalk at a bike rack?
Again, if it's a motor vehicle and there's some very strict guidelines for what a motor vehicle is in the state statutes, you're not supposed to be on the sidewalk. However, this is so you're also not allowed to go past the gate arm of a garage or a parking structure or a parking lot. Because you're also not allowed to. That's a danger to the motorcyclist or the scooter person.
So you're in this catch-22.
So you think we're doing a better job, Doug? You want to have better defined rules and more nuance?
I think we could really crowdsource some better ideas on what to do with scooters. Outside of the owl shop, I've seen a lot of scooters outside of the owl shop on College Street. Seen a lot of scooters in a lot of places. Again, we could be a really great. That's a low cost transportation
method. So I am not wrong.
It doesn't mean that they were right.
You'll lose.
Well, we all win because you're listening to Wait, Don't Ticket Me on Dateline New Haven on WNHH Radio, your home for community radio, 103.5 FM, live stream.
What is your social media stuff?
We are doing a game show today, folks, where Brian McGrath and Babs Rosavi are competing for free parking, the prize. If they can guess what was the ruling on some real-life traffic ticket appeals sent in by citizens. We're reading them, and Doug Housleding, the head of traffic and parking in the city, is here explaining the policy of why that happens. All right, guys, ready for number three?
Yes.
You ready, Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, you're always ready. Okay. Number three. Meter expired. What does that cost, Doug?
Oh.
$20.
I know.
$44.
Yes, you know that well, Babs.
Okay. I got those.
Officer number 722, citation number is 01014560. Description. June 6, 2005, the city of New Haven became the fourth city in the United States and the only in Connecticut to pass an ordinance allowing free metered parking for hybrid and alternative fuel vehicle cars. According to this, I do not have to pay to park a hybrid vehicle in the city of New Haven. You know what? We can't do this one because we don't have enough information, right? We don't know about what the exceptions are for that.
Are you sure it was meter repeating or meter violation?
Oh, meter expired.
Meter expired. So this is a violation 41. Same price, $20.
Oh, 44.
I have it backwards.
Well, 44. They didn't pay.
This is meter repeating.
No, a meter expired. That's 44.
Oh, meter expired?
Didn't pay.
Expired, yeah.
Didn't pay. Okay.
What does it mean? What does that mean they didn't pay? Like they didn't put any money in the meter?
Right. Now they said I have a hybrid. So what'd you do, Babs, if you got this appeal?
It's a hybrid. I thought hybrids got to park free.
Can I state I think the law states hybrids over 35, you have to register as a hybrid. You have to fill out the permit application.
Oh.
Get the permit. and you have to be a taxpayer in New Haven. You can't, you know, my friends in Brantford and West Haven, whatever, they can't get the free.
And as I found with my hybrid,
the $0
parking.
I have
to go on record, I'm against the policy, even though I benefit from it, but I almost never drive, so it doesn't matter. But I think that that gets people who could afford to pay tacking anyway as an incentive to get them to buy a car. I would argue they would buy whether or not they get a few dollars free parking, but that's just my little editorial here. Okay, so Brian McGrath, do you think the city said yes or no?
It's a tough one because, again, if the person has only done this for the first time, they are guilty, by the way. They didn't have a permit in the window. The officers know what they're doing.
I've found out once I had it, like, they couldn't see it, or I didn't have something in the right window.
Yeah, right. We can never see their permit. That's because it's never where it's supposed to be, and we don't care. Permit's on the floor, you get a ticket. Permit's in the back window, you get a ticket.
Right.
It's not our problem where you put the permit in the wrong place.
Okay, so what do you think the city did? What's your prediction?
Depending on the person's track record, I suspect this person has made this excuse before. I think he's found guilty.
Okay, what do you think, Babs?
I would say not guilty.
No guessing, that's what they did?
I think, yeah.
Bing round to Brian McGrath.
Three for three.
Why do you think?
Most likely they don't have a green park permit, and most likely they're not, maybe they're not in New Haven.
Is there wiggle room with any of this?
There is.
Well, again, have a hybrid, right?
No, I don't have a hybrid. I have a Chevy Traverse.
Why don't you go down to the bar and get a drink and ask him if there's any wiggle room? You gotta pay.
Well, it depends. If I go to ordinary, where I'm the queen of all bar, then I'm good.
The wiggle room comes in that how are we? Our charge is to follow the ordinance and to enforce the laws passed by the elders. It really is. I mean, that's. I mean, if you don't do that, what are you doing here? You know, and so for us, the wiggle room comes in as an educational tool. You get the ticket for the hybrid. You didn't know about the permit process. Now you know about the permit process. You get one free ticket when you come in with your permit.
What do you mean?
Same thing with residential permits. If people go and get their residential permit, and then they can get their residential zone ticket wiped away.
Oh, there's so residential permits?
Mm-hmm. If you get a ticket, but if you had had the permit, you wouldn't have gotten the ticket. You get the permit, they'll forgive it.
Forgive one ticket, yep.
So they really use those residential permits? Like, my neighborhood is residential. I don't have a permit. I've been in my neighborhood for 17 years.
Where is this?
Beaver Hill.
Where do you park, though?
What type of residential zone? Which one are you in?
I don't know.
I don't think Colony or Bellevue.
I'm on Bellevue.
There's only two streets with residential permits.
It's around Southern.
Yeah,
I'm around Southern.
And the signs are there, but
the signs are there.
I'll log in and show you how many tickets.
I park in my driveway.
Well, then that's the. You go.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
To be on street. We're all talking about on street regulations.
That's right.
Babs is a perfect New Haven citizen.
That's right.
Everything she says is what they all say, and they all get tickets.
And Brian McGrath never minded back in the day, but you're getting soft, Brian, in your old age. Maybe it's that bike you've been riding. All right, we're listening to Wait, Don't Ticket Me, round four.
Oh, I'm losing.
This is a real, but you know, there's still time.
Plenty of time.
God.
I'll tell you, the jazz in the background is sort of causing angst in my, this is like dramatic.
Well, it's a game show. We got to give up the pace here, right? Okay. So, and that's the FRSM experience in the back.
Amazing.
I turned mine down a little.
Okay. this is another real complaint sent into the Office of Traffic and Parking. Somebody got a ticket. Violation meter expired. Officer 722. Who is that, Doug?
No comment.
All right.
You know?
Quote.
Of course we know.
Of course. That's why they have batch numbers.
We stopped in New Haven.
Oh, my God.
On our way home.
We get a lot of death threats.
For ice cream. We get death threats?
Weekly.
The parking people?
We've had parking people beaten up several times.
We've had two of our staff assaulted in the right of way.
Oh, y'all need guns.
This is not funny.
This is not funny.
Your guys should not be assaulted.
They should not be assaulted.
People really hurt y'all?
Yeah.
Some ticket stuff is funny. Like, Brian McGrath was always entertaining. But beating up is not funny.
Yep.
Really?
I'm really sorry. How badly were they beaten?
Well, went to the hospital, missed a few days' work.
Over tickets?
God bless their back. God bless their back, and they're healthy, and they're walking around. People take this really seriously.
It happens every year. The most sacred thing in America is a motor vehicle.
How recently were they beaten?
It's multiple times, and the last one was within the last calendar year, 12 months
ago. I had no idea. See, I'm getting a real education.
Yeah, that's part of what this game's about. It's about fun, it's about free parking, it's about education. Okay,
it's
ready?
About free parking.
Sounds
like Brian, the bicyclist, is going to get the free parking.
We don't know. It's still early in the game.
I believe Babs.
Your free parking until you hatch. Okay, guys, meter expired. Quote, we stopped in New Haven on our way home for ice cream. I left my dog, wife, and 10-month-old son sleeping in the back of my Explorer. I ran down York Street with them in the back seat to get Ashley's.
Love Ashley's.
Because there were people in the car, I thought it was okay. What do you think, Brian? What would you have done, Brian?
This person confessed. They're guilty.
And Babs, what would you have done?
We're not laughing at the situation. We're laughing at the delivery of Brian.
Yes, that's what we're laughing at, Brian's delivery.
They confessed and signed it.
Did they?
Yes.
By emailing,
put the money in the meter. I went for ice cream. Good for you. This is a little extra tax.
Oh, so they didn't put money in the meter.
No, they didn't. They confessed.
Well, you can't do that.
They got a ticket for it.
I'm with Brian on this one.
Okay, so now you guys have talked about what you would have done. But now for
what did the city
prize,
do?
Do you think the city accepted this complaint and said, well, wait, or do you think they denied it?
I'm close to guessing the city's a little off the deep end here. And in the interest to promote commerce downtown, they probably forgave it.
Okay, and what do you think, Babs?
I think he got the ticket. I mean, I think they denied it. Or
Brian McGrath, did you look at these before the show?
No, but I have. I know their psychology.
I mean, it's amazing as a contestant, he would not have forgiven it, but he guessed correctly. Bing, bing.
You know
bang.
What? I quit.
Why do you think they accepted this? Brian seems to have a point. This is pretty shut.
And I would have thought they would have.
Shut.
Did Ray give you the information? I'm sorry, did our supervisor give you information on why?
No.
Maybe it's the grace. Maybe it's the fact that we had a picture of the human in the car. You know, there's a difference between parking and standing.
Tell us about grace.
Well, grace is a really hard concept to understand.
Lord have mercy.
Exactly.
I know some great theologians.
That's exactly
have,
the problem.
Theologians have. But Lord tell us about mercy, grace. Because yeah. There should be a measure of grace. But how do you define it and how would you make it not arbitrary?
So everyone gets a one-time, as Brian mentioned, a lot of people come in and say the same thing over and over. And I think somebody once said that that's the definition of an insanity to believe anything would change.
You know what? I have to play my grace card because I have not paid my grace card, my grace card yet.
Well,
I've just paid my tickets.
I think you've
tickets.
Gone through all the education you need, though, tonight.
Yes.
You heard the word that Paul just used, though, arbitrary. That's why my father used to say, I do the arbitrary around here.
So if everyone gets one grace, is it arbitrary?
Ooh.
It's not really.
Oh, my
it's
God.
A policy. It's a bit of a policy.
So everyone, so your first complaint will always be accepted, unless it's ridiculous.
No, there is. Again, we give a little bit of wiggle room because we don't want the all of the airliners that have been changing and giving their frontline workers a lot more wiggle room lately. Because if you give everybody make them a robot, then the humans coming up to the counter and talking to you like a human, if you only get a Robotron answer, you're going to get really frustrated and really get problematic. And you know, there's parking is a policy. It's not an intention to raise money. It's not an intention to make anybody feel bad. It is an outcome to a problem.
You know? Wow. So I've only gotten one right.
We still got time.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Doug. Is it fair to say that what grace is that you'll often give a first-time wiggle room, but it's got to be reasonable?
Yes.
Okay,
it's got to be reasonable.
And it's reasonable to remind people that they're listening to Wait, Don't Ticket Me, a game show on WNHH Radio, your home for community radio, 103.5 FM, live streamed at newhavenindependent.org. Our contestants, two of the most lovable characters in New Haven, Brian McGrath and Babs Rawls Ivy, are competing for free parking, courtesy of Go New Haven app run by Passport by guessing what did the city decide in
lots
real
of people are
life
watching us.
True challenges to parking tickets. Doug Houselady, let's give Doug some props here.
Yes.
You got to have guts. Now, Brian always had the guts. He's a special character. Doug is not as much of an interface guy. Doug has agreed to come on the air and explain why they do the parking, what they do about a topic that everyone gets mad at you, and we found out why today. I never understood this mystery about Doug before, how he remains so calm and always willing to talk.
This is my first time meeting Doug.
But you know why?
I didn't know
he is the only person I've met in my entire life who likes to go to the dentist. And if there were more people like Doug, even though he once got a parking ticket,
he's still on the dentist bill.
If there were more people like Doug, dentists would not have the highest suicide rates among medical professionals.
Really? Is that true?
My dentist once told me, my old dentist, not my current dentist, as he was bearing down on me painfully and nervously moving his arm, he said, we have the highest suicide rate because people can't stand to go to the dentist.
Oh, God.
But on a brighter note, we're going to now read another real-life complaint that came to the office of the Dentist.
You know, Paul, 4 out of 5 dentists agree that you should listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Ticket Me with Paul Bass on the New Haven Independent Radio.
All right, Doug. Woo! Okay. Here's the next one, guys. This is a real-life complaint for meter expired, $20. And here's what they wrote to Traffic Parking saying, please forgive my ticket. Quote, hello. On Saturday afternoon at 3:15 p.m., the editor would have crossed out either p.m. or afternoon because that's redundant. I parked outside a Starbucks on High Street in the loading zone area.
Good. Another one of these.
Even though it's meter expired, it's not loading zone violation. I ran in to get a cup of coffee and pastry. Again, I went edited to get a cup of pastry. Okay. While I was making my way, so I would have ticketed this guy for grammar and diction. Okay. While I was making my way out of the store, I noticed the parking personnel. As you know, they don't like them. They're the parking personnel. They're not human. I noticed, and a single person, I'm sure. I noticed the parking personnel putting a ticket on my car. I quickly got his attention and explained that I was parked in the zone for less than 5 minutes. And I had no intention of leaving my car there. He told me I shouldn't have parked there since it's a loading zone. I replied respectfully that I ran to the store very briefly to get some coffee and pastry. That pastry seems to be key. And that if I had noticed any commercial vehicle trying to park, I'd have moved the car immediately. The ticket was issued at 3:17 p.m. I asked him if he could revoke the ticket, considering that I only spent a couple of minutes in the zone.
Oh, boy.
He then told me he couldn't. And that I could take it up with the city of New Haven. Could something be done where the ticket be dismissed? Please. He left out a word there, too. So let's leave grammar and diction aside. I'm not going to be a snob. Okay.
First, I don't want you editing anything I write ever.
Your stuff's good.
No. People edit my stuff. People edit my stuff.
Okay, Brian McGrath. Oh, no, I'm going to let Babs go first this time. Babs, did the city say yes or did the city say no?
No.
Brian McGrath, did the city say yes or did the city say no?
Did you not say that this was a violation 44 meter expired?
Yeah.
Well, I think
get closer, please.
They took my recommendations after I left, and they did meter the loading zone. So I think the officer was real smart to give them the 44 instead of the loading zone ticket, because those loading zones are valid on Saturday as well. So this person was guilty double. I say the city slammed him with the ticket.
All right. Well, you're both right.
Yeah.
Doug, is this one even worth talking about?
Well, I'll say.
I mean, I went in. He wouldn't have. If someone tried to park, he would have had to run out from line while he's paying. I mean, this guy had no leg to stand on.
You're missing one point here.
Yeah.
All of what you said about the 5 minutes is his testimony only. No one can verify that.
Even if it were right.
Don't
believe
him.
Even if it were true, I don't get the basis for it.
We can't do ticket appeals based on the statement of the person who's guilty.
Right. I think
this parking stuff is intense.
We get a lot of these a year.
Oh my God.
Last time we counted was 40,000. We're about to finish up this fiscal year. We'll get better data, but 40,000 a year on the administrative appeals. You know, that's a lot. Yeah. A lot of these conversations. I'll say this about loading zones. This is a meter violation. It must have been after the time. It was four and change.
I think so. It was 4:45
p.m.
Right?
in the afternoon.
3:15 on Saturday.
Well, the loading zone's valid. My guess is that loading zone's valid till 4 p.m.
Yep, yep.
So they did get lucky on the
meter.
You've
got to blame the print media for this, Paul. It's stupid articles and things like the National Enquirer that tell people you have nothing to lose. Appeal every ticket.
Right.
You might win.
Luckily, the New Haven Independent and WNHH are not print media. They're electronic.
I know.
And we don't do anything wrong. Okay.
But this
Wait, don't ticket me.
Yeah.
Meter expired.
Uh-oh.
This is one sentence, guys. Ready? Quote. My spouse was conceiving our child.
Alone?
What?
How do you do that?
That's all that was
How
written.
Do you conceive a child without anybody else there?
He didn't say there was nobody else there.
Conceiving.
Because it takes two to tango, I'm pretty sure.
So the question is, did the person not write accurately, and was they actually delivering a child, or were they having sex in the back seat? I don't know. Babs, what did the city do on this one?
I don't think he meant conceiving. I think he meant delivering.
So what would you have done? No, not what you would have done. What did the city do?
I think the city ticketed them.
Brian,
I mean, I think the city said...
Denied the appeal.
Denied the appeal.
What do you think, Brian?
Darwin's Law. Guilty for stupidity.
They did decline it. All right. It's 5. Brian has 5 points. Babs has 3. We're in the home stretch here at Wait, Wait, Don't Ticket Me, your game show on WNHH Radio, where contestants vie for free parking by guessing what the city did on some of the real-life examples of the 40,000. Wow. 40,000 annual appeals.
Last time we checked.
Out of how many tickets?
100. Again, we'll get a new data set coming up, but it was... I think it was 150,000-ish the last fiscal year.
150,000 tickets?
Uh-huh.
And 40,000. So one out of every four gets appealed?
It's a very high number. That is a terrible QAQC. Quality assurance, quality control. I mean, if we have one-fourth of our tickets being appealed, that means we're doing a bad job.
Really?
On some level.
Well,
if you
not,
ask
not
me.
Really.
Okay, before we go to the next round, we got a
It could be national standard, but
in.
I feel like one in four is a little atrocious.
Doug. That's,
yeah.
We got a question that was just called in.
Oh.
By Facebook Live to Jackie Phineas.
Oh, not Jackie Phineas. Hey, Jackie Phineas.
Okay, ready, Doug? She says, I park and pay with Go New Haven.
Okay.
I continue to get tickets and have sent in my receipts from Go New Haven to prove I paid.
I have Go New Haven.
Why is
too.
That? And Go New Haven is the app you can use to
sometimes
pay.
Sometimes it doesn't
app,
load. Sometimes it
great.
Doesn't open.
Yeah. But why is that, she says. She continues to get tickets and have sent in receipts to show that she paid.
I hope first that we erase the tickets when we have proof of payment. So she could be either getting tickets for a few reasons, and Brian, let me know if I'm missing any. Meter repeating, so that's, overstaying the time limit. It could be the fact that she's using Go New Haven and the license plate does not match. That happens a lot to a lot of people, that the license plate isn't matching. Or... perhaps she's selecting the wrong vehicle. Or on the fourth and the tech side, there is time to time when the Amazon farm goes down in communication. And so our ticketing app and our pay by sell app lose a little bit of communication there. So this more happens with Park Mobile because it's a different server farm. Park Mobile server farm talking to the Go New Haven or the Passport.
So the reasons ticket. It could be license plate could not match what she signed up right. for. She could select the wrong vehicle. Right. On your end, the Amazon farm meeting the right. servers the are servers, not matching yeah. the tickets with the pay by sale. And what was the first reason?
Could have been overstaying the meter and not a meter violation in the first place.
And then how do you decide that in this case?
Well, we appreciate the screenshot so you can upload a when you appeal a ticket on the website or through the app. You can upload a screenshot, which really helps us. And it should be pretty easy for the customer to upload a screenshot if that's how they paid through a mobile cell.
I didn't even know that.
You can just take a snap a screenshot, upload the picture, and we take a look at the receipt from Go New Haven, and then we make a comparison. We go on the back end of the Go New Haven database to see when the payment was made, this, that, and the other. And then we do a little quick forensic stuff.
Something new.
But you guys got to admit that my spouse was conceiving her child is not only poetic, but one of the... more creative.
Hey, we can validate that excuse and just get a birth certificate. Not that hard. There's going to be a proof there. I'm pretty sure there's either going to be a child or an in utero baby.
Like Paul, we had, on our top 10 list, they used to say, I was only 5 feet over the line. We would say, park on East Rock.
All right, ready, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a real life complaint
right.
sent into the parking department. Saying,
I have a new respect for
ticket.
Y'all.
That's violation.
Hey, we're winning. We're winning if Babs has a new respect.
I do.
This is the point of the show. It's educational
show
and supposed to be a little lively and fun.
Because we love to hate what we don't understand.
Yeah. Right.
And the truth is, traffic and parking people work so hard. They're just enforcing the law, and they get the brunt of the anger that people have. And even if people are sometimes right, it's not their fault.
Right.
And they might occasionally make mistakes out of 40,000 times in a year. We don't hate them for that.
There's a lot of
servants.
Human error.
If we heard two of them gone to the hospital. So, folks, let's find out what they do and why.
All right.
Okay, ready? Violation meter expired. Quote, I was picking up my bike at Devil's Gear on Saturday just before Hurricane Irene. I put 50 cents into the meter for 20 minutes. Came back to my car 23 minutes later.
Oh, I know
to find a ticket on my windshield.
I know that feeling.
Oh. I realize.
Oh, my God. I know that
you
feeling.
You would not know that. But imagine my frustration. It makes a person not want to come into New Haven.
I think you saved the best for last.
Brian McGrath, what do you think the city did?
Well,
can I predict what they're going to predict?
Yeah.
I'm going to write it down.
This person,
you write it down and tell us later. Okay.
This person, even though they used the great buzzwords of the bicycle and all of that, put the money in and everything, I believe them. And they were in a 15-minute zone, which is really one of the more lame-brained parking zones that we have in the city. We have them, and they're meant for very quick and quick drop-off and pick-up turnover. And this poor guy was probably 23 minutes in a 15-minute zone, so I would forgive him.
Now, what do you think the city did?
I think they forgave him.
Why?
Because it's a 15-minute zone, and they know it's ridiculous. And so, and they know the guy was probably telling the truth. You could just tell that he was telling the truth, and he wasn't there all day, you see. But this one here is one of the ones that you look up. And if you see that this guy works in the neighborhood, he's got 87 tickets in the same area, you find him guilty no matter what he says. He's always there too much.
You don't like the frequent flyer approach?
No, they need need to be in a garage.
But the old Brian McGrath would never have gone for this.
No, I suspect that this guy does not have a track record of tickets, and so they forgave him.
Babs or Al's Ivy?
I am oddly drawn to that.
What do you think the city did?
Babs? I think the city forgave it or denied it.
Bing! Wait.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Wait, did the city say yes or no? Okay. You are right, guys. They did accept it, which shocks me. This shocks me.
Well, you know what it made?
I can't believe the city accepted this one.
Well, you know what it was when he said...
Don't we want to promote conceiving children? They didn't accept that.
No, but when he said it was a 15-minute zone,
global warming is real, Paul.
And he said, we know these 15-minute zones are ridiculous. So I think
But the guy said he paid for 20 minutes. Why'd he pay for 20 minutes in a 15-minute zone?
It was probably a 30 or
no,
an
that's
hour.
What it costs. A 15-minute zone is like, well,
a 30. But
Brian,
if you think a city zone.
So when you were in charge, Brian, do you think the city should be ignoring enforcing rules that aren't good rules, in your opinion?
Absolutely not. We made that rule.
But you said it's a ridiculous rule, so you should forgive the tickets because it's a ridiculous rule, but it's the rule.
As soon as a rule evolves into ridiculousness, we change the rule.
I mean, but we didn't change this rule.
Well, because we do need a few of these 30-minute zones. You need them, but you don't need...
There's a 15-minute zone.
Yeah, you don't need too many.
There are 15s, there are 30s, yeah. There are hours.
Yeah. So this might have been a
30. And besides, he might have been right about putting in... He might have put too many quarters in there, not knowing any better. He didn't know it was a 15-minute meter. He put his first quarter in, he got 15 minutes. He put his second quarter in, he got nothing.
Right.
That's how it works.
Brian, did you get... kidnapped by ranchers, anti-government zombies, and totally changed your approach.
I like this Brian, the softer, friendlier.
This is the new Brian McGrath.
I cannot believe Brian would forgive this. The kinder, gentler Brian.
The old Brian was still on the street and starved at the guy and told him to ride his bike. I'm sorry, Brian, we didn't let you talk.
Well, I don't think these guys tow enough cars, but, you know.
Oh, my God. Having had my car towed.
No. Just booted, Babs. Just booted.
That's right. True. They boot them now, yeah.
I've had mine booted just the other day, and I had
$3 violation,
handicap zone. What's the fine for that?
Expensive. Largest fine in our system.
$150, I believe.
$150.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I never park in handicap.
$150.
Violation, handicap zone. Here is what the appellant wrote. Quote, FedEx never told me they would not pay for every ticket. Not to mention... the parking meter person took the spot I was about to park at. I don't get what this is saying. Do you understand what this is saying?
It sounds like it's a FedEx driver. They're the worst violators in the whole city.
So they don't have parking carte blanche?
Hell no.
They're our best customer.
I've towed a few of their trucks.
They don't have parking carte blanche, so they have to pay?
They're a business, Babs. They're a business. They're making money.
There is a little bit of... I'm going to open the hood. We do have a couple of fleet management people. So there's a couple of customers that have so many cars, it made sense to have a fleet management system so our customers can log in on the back end and pay their bills directly so they have a really easy management system for their fleets.
Meaning if you have drivers, the drivers
UPS,
don't have to worry.
UPS, FedEx, Yale.
How do they do it?
What's that?
How do they do it?
Well, we link all of the license plates together and then give somebody
all right,
a portal.
Before we get to that, okay, so what do you think, guys? Excuse me.
Bless you. Or...
Right, I sneezed here. Okay.
Okay.
So handicap is very important.
Babs or Al's Ivy?
Yes.
Do you think the city said yes or no?
No.
Brian McGrath, did the city say yes or no?
Well, this one bothers me because in a case like this, they're unpredictable these days.
So predict.
I don't like FedEx, and I've towed their truck and gotten paid $15,000 for these tickets. Now, this is a new development here that the drivers are now being told to come in and appeal the tickets.
I haven't heard that either.
But in any event, I think they turned the guy down. I hope they do.
You guys are both right. They turned them down. But in some cases, FedEx drivers don't have to worry about it because the company goes through
the management system. That's not true. No, the company doesn't pay the tickets unless you
You said the parking, a fleet management system. What is that, Doug?
So we have fleet management where some folks who have a large number of vehicles that are registered in their name, they wanted to give us their license plate ahead of time, and they can log in on the back end and pay in a regular manner rather than they pay once a month, big check. Rather than having things escalate. So
in other words, you wouldn't have given a ticket to that driver.
No, we would have given the ticket. I've just never heard of it being appealed. So FedEx, UPS, the major
fleets. Oh, so it would have just gotten paid.
Right, yeah.
They would have got the ticket.
Oh, they pay their tickets.
They pay their tickets in the back end, and so it's just a little easier for them to manage all that stuff.
I didn't know how they did this parking thing.
We got a lot of ticket appeals from Comcast truck drivers.
Right, but my guess is there were so many tickets, or the ticket was so expensive, their manager said something along the lines of, hey, you know, go fight this one. This one's on you. You know, if I were them, I would have a policy where I said, I'll pay for this one, but I won't pay for stuff like handicapped and fire hydrants.
Okay, let's try to squeeze in two more guys. Ready?
Okay.
It's pretty close. Babs is caught up. She's got 5. Brian has 6.
Ooh!
Get out of here. You're listening to Wait, Don't Ticket Me. And this is where they're competing
for
free parking.
I appeal that score.
Extra one.
I appeal the score.
Okay. Meter expired. $20. Ready? Here's what the person wrote. This is a short story, guys. I was picking up my boyfriend from his job at Cass Republic as his car is no longer running. I parked right in front of the restaurant and put money in the meter. I would have gladly put more in, but the meter only allows people to put money in for 30 minutes at a time! Exclamation point. I lost track of the time while I was sitting in the restaurant waiting for him. It's not fair that working citizens are penalized left and right. Just trying to go about leading productive lives in this already brutal economy.
Baby.
Exclamation, what exclamation? Babs, did they say yes or no?
They said no.
Brian, did they say yes or no?
They said no.
This seems kind of obvious. You're both right. Doug, anything to add or we go on to the next one?
Next one.
Okay. All right, ready? Babs is your last chance to tie the score.
All right, come on. We're in the final four.
Meter expired. Quote, I parked my motorcycle between 2 parking spaces.
Interesting.
Allowing room for both cars on either side to park and pay those meters. I use my motorcycle to commute to work daily from my home in East Haven to the Yale School of Nursing. I use the motorcycle, which gets 45 miles per gallon, to reduce fossil fuel emissions and to reduce traffic and parking congestions in New Haven.
Where's particulate?
I have used this parking strategy for the last 10 years in NYC, Philadelphia, and now New Haven. I have never been ticketed prior to this one. I spoke with the meter maid as she gave this ticket. She believes that she is correct. I hope that she is not. Babzer Alzaivi, this is your last chance for free parking glory. Did the city say yes? Did the city say no?
No.
The city said no? Brian McGrath, did the city say yes? Did the city say no?
This might have been a first time in New Haven. They might say yes, but I think they said no.
That's a good way to defend his lead.
That's right.
I said no.
They both said no, and that indeed was the answer. Doug, was there any reason to...
I think going back to our second one, we do need to figure out better policies around motorbikes.
Yeah.
And
should they be able to park between cars and not pay?
That's illegal.
That's not safe.
Yeah, I don't think that's
not
fair.
It's not
because
legal.
It's not fair.
Well, the better question is if 2 motorbikes pay on Go New Haven, or I'm sorry, if 2 motorbikes park in a parking spot and one uses Go New Haven, should the other get a ticket?
Oh, if 2 bikes park in the same space?
Right.
What do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know what to do on this one.
I think what they ought to do.
I need help. Like thank God I'm not the policy guy. I'm just the administrator.
Just do a survey. Find out where a lot of bikes are. Take one parking space and subdivide it.
Okay, one more chance around to see if one of you can win because we're running out of time.
All right.
Wait, don't ticket me. No standing. How much is that, Doug?
$50.
Okay, ready?
Corner clearance is public safety.
Oh, $50?
Corner clearance is violation if you're blocking a crosswalk.
Okay, so Babs, Earl's Ivy, and Brian. Would you have paid $50? Would you have upheld this $50 fine? Here's what the person wrote. Quote, howdy. I just moved from Austin, Texas to work at a mill in Lexington, Massachusetts. I just started employment, moved to the East Coast on August 1st, 2011. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was driving to Connecticut to pick up cashier's check because I am making a purchase on a place in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We're getting a whole backstory here, guys.
No.
There are whole stories behind these tickets.
One of those millennials moving to Boston.
I have never heard of, quote, standing, close quote. Because the closest thing they have in Texas to this is called loitering. But to my understanding, standing refers to not being able to be there at all.
Correct.
Also, the sign that I parked to said no parking from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., no standing at any time.
Right.
Which I took as, quote, you can park anytime between 7 a.m. and 3 a.m., which is the case for parking in Texas. Mm. I now understand the law definition for standing. I would like to have this parking ticket repealed. I have learned, and now I will follow the law. Thank you, Chris Chang.
Dive on the sword.
That's very nice.
Dive on the sword.
I do not have a permanent address yet, so I provided the one I just moved from. Final round.
What year is this appealed? What year is this appealed?
I'm not sure. 2011. 2011.
Final round. Bowser Olszewski has guessed 7 correctly. Brian McGrath, 8. Brian, what do you think the city did?
They think this idiot is judgment proof, has no address. There's nothing they can do to collect, so they had to forgive it. What's the point? So they let it go because it's a waste of time.
Well, right. I just said forgive because I thought he made a really good case.
No, but what do you think the city did?
I think the city forgave it.
All right, you both got it wrong. It was declined. Any final thoughts?
Man, this city is heartless.
This is before our grace policy was instituted under Mayor Harp.
I thought this guy didn't have a leg to stand on.
Really?
This is the case where you wouldn't give grace anyway. But what I said was the other side of the same coin. The guy's from out of town. He has no address. He can't get mad at us. Who cares what he thinks? Give him the ticket. What's the difference? He's not going to pay it anyway.
Because the finance department's going to come down and shake their bad debt figure in my face and say, $12 million of uncollectible debt. Lie. What is wrong with you, house lady?
Tell the finance department to go to Texas and get it.
And tell everybody that we appreciate that they listened today to the first ever episode of Wait, Wait, Don't Ticket Me on WNHH Radio. Boy, this was fun.
It was. I've learned so much. I have a newfound respect for the parking department.
And Doug, how much money in free tick parking does Brian McGrath get?
We're still waiting on the confirmation text back, but somewhere in the $40 range.
Oh, Brian McGrath, congratulations. Do you need that? You don't need it.
My wife needs it.
Oh.
All right.
Darn it.
Let me say that parking is a limited common good that must be equitably distributed with price controls. Now we all learn something for policy.
Wow. Okay, so thank you for joining us. Thank you to our brave panelists, Brian McGrath and Babs Rolls. I mean, Babs, we'll bring you back another day to try to get that free parking.
I should have consolation parking. I should get like $20 parking.
No question. A special guest, Doug Housladen from the city's transit department. Thanks to Go New Haven, run by Passport, for providing
Here's a consolation, $2.25 of an hour and a half of free parking. Babs Rolls Ivy.
Thank you.
Go ahead and use the download code 203203 for Go New Haven.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. Thanks to Yale New Haven Hospital for providing support for today's program. We're going to take it out with the Afro-Semitic Experience performing. I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free from the group CD, A Plea for Peace. Now, we know what it's like to be free, folks, even if we don't get free parking. We just got to remember to book our flight. Book your flight with us all day and all night long here at WNHH, New Haven's home for community radio.